USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats want to burn cash on 1,000 unrelated things instead of getting money to the hands of the American people.
It's now been more than a week since Senate Republicans released a serious proposal, $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care.
The debate regarding the drug hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus has many people still divided. Some, like the White House testing czar, say it's time to stop promoting the anti-malaria drug because it's not effective. Others, like Dr. Christine Held, say it needs to be used more often, and it's no big deal that it's being used for something other than what it was meant for.
We use drugs off-label 20 to 30% of the time, and in fact, in some situations, we're forced to use drugs off-label because it saves money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House says President Trump is not considering a nationwide lockdown as coronavirus cases are rising in some parts of the United States.
We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health.
So far, right around 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That number, though, would be around 100,000 if Democratic Governors Andrew Cuomo, Tom Wolf, Phil Murphy, Gretchen Whitmer, and Gavin Newsom all did not send patients with COVID-19 into nursing homes. The devastation in Beirut is coming into focus as the death toll from today's explosion jumps to 50 with more than 2,700 hurt. Officials think it may have started with the warehouse fire where explosive materials were stored. President Trump has been briefed on the situation, and tomorrow will be a national day of mourning. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A federal judge is delaying the removal of a Confederate statue in Virginia. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
A judge dismissed a legal challenge that had been blocking Virginia officials from removing a towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from the state's capital city, but he immediately imposed another injunction against dismantling the figure. The new 90-day injunction bars Governor Ralph Northam's administration from removing, altering, or dismantling in any way the larger-than-life statue of Lee on a prominent Richmond Avenue, while claims that a lawsuit filed by local property owners are properly litigated.
The distrust many Americans feel toward the news media is caught up, like much of the nation, in a partisan divide, and it only seems to be getting worse. That was the conclusion of a sobering new study of attitudes toward the press conducted by the Knight Foundation and Gallup. The study found that 71% of Republicans have a very or somewhat unfavorable opinion of the news media, while 22% of Democrats feel the same way. Switch it around, and 54% of Democrats have a favorable view of the media, and only 13% of Republicans feel the same way. The study also found that 73% of Americans feel there's too much bias in news reports. 54% of Americans also believe that reporters misrepresented facts, while 28% believe reporters were just making things up entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.